Don, it's your first opportunity here to be part of this coaching search. What role do you play? How excited are you? Everybody seems very energized by the whole process.
I'm very excited. I think it's a big step for our organization, one we haven't taken in 14 years. We've learned a lot over 14 years, so I'm excited to apply what we've learned over that time. My role will be to bring, I think, the business perspective to the process. To convey the culture of our organization and how there are no barriers between football operations and business operations, and that we are one, working towards one goal, providing all the resources for the football team. And so that's where I think the perspective, the insight, the input, both conveying culture to a candidate and as well as getting a read from them as to how they will operate in that type of environment.
Don, from a football standpoint, we know what the head coach does. But from the other parts of the job responsibilities, the media, getting to know the fans, having the fans get to know him, what's the message you want to give to this next head coach?
That the head coach can understand that he is a steward of the organization. He represents, he's a face, just like all of us. And our fans, they're our partners, they're our supporters. And we have to interact with them because it's that experience that unites the team and the fans and the whole game of football. With the media, that's a relationship that the coach needs to be comfortable with and, respect that process and engage in that process, knowing at the same time that he's got to protect the team, he's got to protect his players, but he also has to communicate. And the new head coach just has to understand all of that and how that works.
We do things differently with the Philadelphia Eagles. We have a large marketing department. We have a training camp where we've got thousands of fans there every day. We've got a website that wants to get up the nostrils of every personnel person and head coach and player in the organization. So do you make sure you tell each candidate that, you know what, we've got this all these really dynamic entities going all at once?
I think what I would say to head coach candidate is that when he walks in the door, he knows that there are 198 people working to support him and to support his football team, bar none, and that everything we do is driven to provide the resources for him and his football team. And with that type of platform, with an open dialogue throughout the entire organization, that his chances to be successful are at the very top.
In 2012, the Eagles were 4-12, yet you go to New Orleans, there's thousands of Eagles fans there. Go to Tampa Bay, thousands of Eagles fans there. Is that something that you want to make sure that all of the candidates that you talk to are aware of? That, hey, this reputation among the fans, this national reputation, don't buy into that stuff?
Absolutely. We are a top four media market. Our fans are second to none. They bleed green. They're there tailgating every game. They're in New Orleans partying. They're in Tampa partying. They support us where we go. And they've been with us in good seasons, and they've been with us in not so good season. And that's the dynamic that exists between this city and its football team. It's special. It's strong. It's passionate. And the head coach, if he sees that, he sees that as an asset and strength. And when he walks out and hears 65,000 people supporting him and supporting this football team, it'll get him fired up.